Some of you might have the page from last time. It's the same page. I made a few copies, assuming that you would not have them. But that's what we're up to. Let me just give a minute review. We're up to, and let's continue. And Mitzvah will follow next Sunday morning also. Mitzvah Hashem. The big question in Hilchos Shemitah, the big question of what Shemitah is who exactly, what exactly creates this state of Shemitas Ha'aretz, of Shvisas Ha'aretz? What creates? Who creates that? Who makes that? How does that work? How does that happen? Everybody wants to know about the Hetem Mechir. Can I eat here? Can I not eat here? But without knowing what's the foundation of the whole issue, what is the problem? The whole sugya, the Hetem Mechir, can only be understood when we get to the core of what Shemitah is. And the question of who creates the state of Vishabsa Ha'aretz, Shabbos Ha'aretz, who creates that? In Halacha, there are two possibilities. And this is what we were talking about last time. Either it's created by the individual who is a good God-fearing Jew and who reads what it says in the Torah, and he knows that it says on the calendar that it's Shemitah, and it says that he's got to be mafkir he has to make everything hefker, his field hefker. He's got to open things up. We learned last time, opening, there's a takanas chachamah to open up totally wide, because it's going to get crazy, and people are going to take advantage. But he understands that he has to be mafkir his payers. And the individual does that. That's called akakafta de gavra. It's a din in the person. He decides that he's going to comply with the Torah's demand that he is mafkir all that he has, and he allows everybody to come in without making distinctions between one Jew and another, to come in and take what they need. So he creates that state of Vishav Saharas, which would imply that if he's not a good guy, I mean, he may be a nice guy, but he's nervous about his money, and he says, forget it, I can't do this. I just can't do this. And he locks up the place, and he doesn't let the people in. So then it's not Hefker. He didn't comply. He should have. He didn't. So then it's not Hefker. If it's not Hefker, then if somebody goes anyway and climbs over the fence, despite this guy's beware signs, he goes and jumps over the fence. Some guy goes and jumps over the fence and he takes it. It's not Hefker. In that case, the person that would take it would be a Goslem. He's a Ganif. Right? If it's not Hefker, then there's also Halacha of Tumas Amaisis, right? Now, he might not keep Shemitah because he's worried about just letting everything go. But he's a good guy. Otherwise, he wants to keep halacha properly, and he always, every year, all six years, he always takes off Tumas Amaisis. He's not a bad guy. He's careful the halachas of Tumas Amaisis. So, if it's not Hefker, of course it's Chayav in Tumas Amaisis. So, can he make, you know, like I have this thing, make Friday into Shabbat, what do they call it, Make Friday into Shabbat, something like that. The Kiruv. So he's decided he's making Shemitah into the sixth year. He's making Shemitah into the sixth year or the eighth year. He's not making the seventh year into Shemitah. Everything else is good, but this Shemitah thing is too much for me. And a lot of people, we don't know what that is. That's a big Nisai. So he's not playing along with Shemitah. If it's a din in the Gavra, it's a kakafta de Gavra. If it's a halach in the person being mafkir his payers. So he either does or he doesn't. He either goes along or he doesn't go along. But it has a huge impact on halacha if he decides that he's not. If he's not, then if somebody else touches his stuff, he's a ganav. If he's not going along with it, that means that he's chayav in Tumas Amaisis. Whoever wants to eat his stuff has to take off Tumas Amaisis. The other possibility, which in many ways is a lot easier and more appealing to us, and that's we're going to get to the nitty gritty of this machlokas right now, is that it's an afkata de malka. That's what we were talking about last time. Afkata de malka means kili kol ha'aretz. Kili ha'aretz, the Baruch Shalom says, just like it says by Yovel, the Baruch Shalom says, Kindlech, you think that's yours, it's not yours. It's mine. I don't care if you build, I don't care if you build a wall of China around your feet. It doesn't make a difference. I, the Baruch Shalom, the one who gave you this, I am being mafke everything that you have this year. Now, you have armed guards standing around your field and no one's allowed to touch this stuff. You're in violation. You're in violation. You're a balaveira. However, that doesn't change the metzias. The metzias is kili ha'aretz, the world belongs to me. I am the one who gave you Eretz Yisrael. I have the right to take it away from you for the seventh year and to give it to whoever I see fit, like it says at the beginning of Chumash. In this way of looking at things, Shemitah is literally Shabbos Lashem. B'Shabbos Ha'aretz, Shabbos Lashem. All that we have to do is to sit back and to accept that this is the Gzeiros HaMelech. And as the Chassam Sofer explains, I mentioned last time, and the Ridvan, others explain, that the same way that a king has the right for the purpose of his kingdom and wars and so on, as everybody knows, he has the right to be mafkir certain places and to be able to cross over certain fields and so on, whatever is necessary, to be able to hold the kingdom together. So too, and a million, billion, infinite times more, the Ribbono Shel Olam has the right to be mafkir the bailus, to remove the bailus for the seventh year, to remove the ownership of the seventh year, and to say that I gave it to you, I'm taking it away, and therefore there's a din of Shemitah. Now, at the end, a couple of weeks ago, what I said at the very end was, this is what appears to be, in the Sugyas and Shas, we're going to see that there are rayas like this and there are rayas like that. There are rayas both ways. But 1,000 years after the Chasimas HaTalmud, 1,000 years after the Gemara was finished, the Talmud Bavli was done, 1,000 years later, there developed a fiery machlokes. I mentioned this at the end last time, between two neighbors in Tzfas, two great tzaddikim, one from whom everybody lives with every single day of our lives, that's the Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch, and his neighbor in Tzfas, and they sat in the same bezdin in Tzfas, the Mabit, and Rav Moshe ben Yosef Mitrani. There's a machlokes that developed between the two, and this is explained in a very, very clear and brief way in the Chakir of the Minchas Chinuch. So look inside the page that you have, Mitzvah Pei Dalad. On the right side, second paragraph where it says Vani Mesupak. You see that? Right side, Vani Mesupak. This is a very famous Minchas Chinuch, and you can't really understand the whole meaning of Shemitah without it. Vani Mesupik, Iha Mitzvah Akakafta de Gavrahu. Is the Mitzvah of Shemitah Akakafta de Gavra? Is it a din on the person? Akakafta de Gavra? Iha Mitzvah Akakafta de Gavrahu. That the Torah has commanded him to be mafkir his peiros on Shemitah, the seventh year. Umuchuyev lekayim lahafkir, and he's chayev to be mafkir. Like other mitzvahs, the Torah says you have to put on film. If you decide not to, so you're not the kind of mitzvah. But we can't make believe that you wore tefillin that day. You didn't wear tefillin. There's no tefillin. You didn't put it on. So the Torah tells you to keep Shemitah. If you put on tefillin, then you wore tefillin that day. If you listen to what the Torah says to make your on Shemitah to make your things hafker, then it's hafker. But if you don't. If you don't make it hefker, if you're not mafker it, then ain't a mufker. Then it's not hefker. That's just the metzias. The Torah is commanding you to do something on Shemitah. One of the commandments of Shemitah is to be mafkir your peiros. That's the main mitzvah of Shemitah, is to be mafkir your peiros. You didn't comply, so you lost out on the mitzvah aseh. You're in violation of the mitzvah aseh. So, but the mitzvah is, you weren't mafkir your field. It's true that you're over on a mitzvah aseh. That's true. But the mitzvah is, it's not hefker. Mikomakom eino hefker. Rak oival gezeres Hashem zbarach. It's not hefker. You just oival gezeres Hashem zbarach. The reality is, it's your field, it's your bailus, you own it, you didn't do what you were supposed to, so it's not hefker. In kain, ein acher rishoy litlo. If that's the case, then another person is not allowed to go over there and to take anything. It's not hefker. He could scream at you, you're a Russia, you're this, you're that, you're terrible. I was in Israel last week, so I was going to shul. There's a little makolot on the way I was going to shul, and there's a little makolot, and there was a truck driver, a yid, that was making a delivery, and something happened over there with the lady in the makolot, the owner of the makolot, that he didn't give a, I don't know, something didn't work out. I don't know. She starts to scream at him, Atarasha, Atarasha, Atarasha. The guy's not a frum guy, she's with Atarasha, Atarasha. I guess he didn't give her the eggs that she wanted or the milk. I don't know. So the guy was about to pull out, he was angry, you know. She's yelling at him. It's a typical Thursday morning in Yerushalayim. And he's about to pull out his truck, and he says to the other guy, they're getting in the truck, I'm walking over there. And she says, Atarasha, Atarasha. So listen, this is what happened. The guy gets out of the truck, and he goes over to him, and he says like this, he says, Saftala. Because he says, Ani lo rasha. Like it bothered, he was about to drive away, but it bothered him that this, like the old lady called him a rasha. She comes and says, just like this, Saftala, Ani lo rasha. Echa pomerach ani rasha. Then she says, Motek, lama lo nata. Then she says, I have to go to shul. I would have stayed here, like what the fire was about. He says, she says to him, sweetheart, like, you didn't get. That was, but he like he says, Ani lo rasha. Why are you calling me a rasha? It's such a sweet. It's crazy to live that way. You know, they don't look at it as anything sweet. But just like as a spectator, I was watching this. Where do you have such a thing? Like, you know, that it ends that way. It ends, it ends like they're hugging and kissing, she's giving him something to eat for breakfast. That's how it ends. So okay, the guy's not mapping his field, so you can tell him, you're a Russia. You're a Russia. He says, okay, I'm a Russia. I'm not doing this. I can't afford it. Okay, so then it's finished. And if the guy grabs the apple, he's a ganav. In Cain, ein acher ishoy lutlo. Vare yu gezel biyad acherim kol zman shal hifke. If a guy takes something, it's a gzeilah. Why? Because it's not hefke. Because the status of hefke depends on the owner of the field. Hashem said, really, you're supposed to make this hefke, and the guy says, sorry. There are a lot of mitzvahs I don't do. This is one of them. I'm not doing it. So it's not hefker. Finished. That's if you hold that what? That the Shemitah is a din in the Gavra. A kafta de Gavra. Umavur bekam mekaymes b'shas. V'rambam peregvah mimat nesaniyim. Halacha hei. The shviyis potter min meiser. Now Shemitah, when something is hefker, of course it's potter for meiser. From Trumas Amaisis. If something is happening, it's from Trumas Amaisis. And we find in a number of places in Shas and in the Rishonim that Shviyas, that Shemitah is Pater from Maisa. Kaven du Hefker. Kaven du Hefker. The Hefker Pater from Maisa. Hefker is Pater from Maisis. In Kain, calls Manchel Hefker, according to this view that says what? That Shemitah is a kakafta, the Gavra, is up to the Bailam, to the owner. Kolzman shlo hefker. If this guy decided I'm not making it hefker, I'm not doing it. Kolzman shlo hefker. Kevin de lehavi hefker chayv laser. So he's chayv to take off meisus. He might not care about that. God forbid he might be stama, but could be all 6 years he takes off meisus. Chumas and meisus. Well, whoever happens to get this from him for dessert has to take off Tumas HaMaisis. It's not Hefka, because he wasn't mafkir it. That's the first possibility. That's the first view. That is a din akakafta de gav. By the way, that's the view of the Beis Yosef. It's a din in the gav, akakafta de gav. Oy Dilma, or perhaps, Hefka zeh ain't svichim habaylim lahafkir. Or perhaps, this Hefka ain't svichim habaylim lahafkir. No. It's not a din in the bailim, in the guy that has the official deed to the property to be mafkir. Raku afkaita de malka. Afkaita means that the king of all kings, is mafkir. He takes the bailus away from the guy. The Baruch Shalom takes what's his. It's afkaita de malka, which means shuhu mimela afkir. Hefka happens, Meshmita. It happens from Shemayim. It's not up to you. You want to be Mafkir, you don't want to be Mafkir, it doesn't make a difference. The field, by definition, is Hefka. Rakim no'al karmai oivra la'seizu. Now, if you go and you lock the doors to your field, you lock everything up, then you're oivra on the essay. Because you're stopping people from being able to take what the Baruch Shalom is giving them.
Now if he goes into
No. Oh, from Hashem is, but that's something else.
In Hilchos Gezeila, no.
Rakim no karma oivel aseizu, v'ariyu goizel harabim. Now this person, now everything, the tables are turned. Now the owner of the field, that guy, he's goizel harabim. He's not letting people, he locked up his fence. He's not letting people come in to take from Shemitah. He's goizel harabim. He's preventing people from getting what's theirs. Meaning was this, that Hashem is giving out to everybody. He's stopping people from doing that. So he's a gazel. Aval mimela havi hefker. Im kain potter mimaisa b'cholinya. It's potter for maisa. So the halach is that it's exempt from trumas and maisas. Because Hashem was mafkir it. Even though he's living by his field the same way he does all 6 years, he hasn't changed anything. He's living the same way. And he's like, he feels like it's not Shemitah at all. Because he locked everything up and he's keeping everybody out. But the din is that it is Shemitah. Because Shemitah is something that descends upon Eretz Yisrael, regardless of what your opinion is. And therefore, the etzem, the fruit is hefker. Nobody can get to it. He's a thief. He's preventing people from getting to the fruit. But in terms of Shumas HaMaisis, it's Hefker. And he's potter from Shumas HaMaisis. And came potter from Shumas HaMaisis b'cholinyi. V'chein him acha zocha bal karcha de bailam. And if somebody climbs over the fence, and he grabs something from the field, v'chein him acha zocha bal karcha de bailam, hayu shalom. And the guy that grabbed the apple, he's not a thief. It's his apple. Because Hashem has Hefka written on everything. You don't see it with your eyes. Hefka is written all over Israel. Hefka. Everything's Hefka. Hashem wrote it on everything is Hefka. You're screaming, I'm not Mafkrit. It says Hefka on everything in Israel. One second. The Zoichim and a Hefka. Apshle Hefkir, Abdelo Hefkir or Hebalan. And the person who went and grabbed the apple, he's Zoichim and a Hefka. There's no need for Trumas and Mises. The guy that takes the apple is not a ganav, because everything is hefker. Because it's an afkaita de malka. It's afkaita de malka. Now, I suggest let's just follow this through a little bit and let's see if it will answer any of the questions, because we need to understand this more. So this is the chakira of the Menchus Chenech. This is what he was thinking about, in terms of trying to define the nature of the hefker of Shemitah. Shuv, he says, Heir Hashem is Baruch Es Einai. Hashem has opened my eyes. Umatzalsi b'maharit chelak aleph simin mem gimel herech v'cholak al Rabbeinu Beis Yosef. That's the Mabit and the Maharit. Father and son. Herech v'cholak al Rabbeinu Beis Yosef hamuvashon b'simin shalifneza linin peris shvius b'karka goyim. Now this is where we begin to head towards an understanding of what's going on with this fight over the Etam Achira. the issue that the Beis Yosef is discussing is linging Peiris Shvius Bekarka Goyim. Goyim who own property in Eretz Yisrael, lo aleinu. That's unfortunate, but that's the Mitzvah. So the Goyim who own property in Eretz Yisrael, who have complete legal ownership of that property in Eretz Yisrael, is that property affected by Shemitah, or is it not affected by Shemitah? Is it affected by Shemitah, or is it not affected by Shemitah? Now, if it's been in the Bailam, if it's been in the Gavra, Kata the Gavra, it's a Goy. So there's nothing to talk about. Truth of don't care, that's not that. But for now, we'll get back to that. But as far as the Goy is concerned, this is my field. I don't keep the Torah. I don't believe in the Torah. I own this property, and it's not Hefka. And if a Jew buys it from a Goyish field, he buys fruit from the Goy, so the Goy was not Mafka that. Right? He was not Mafka that. And that's why the person went and bought it. Is this fruit, does it have Kedushas Shemitah or not? Does it have the Kedusha of Shemitah? If it's a din in the person being mafkir it, we're talking about a goy. If it's a halach in Eretz Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sanctifies every inch of the land, regardless of whether it's owned by a Jew, lahavdil by a goy, if that's a din in the karka, nafkaita, the malk and the king, in the gezeiros hamelach, the fact that I bought it from a goy wouldn't pattern me up from the halachas of Shviz. So the Beis Yosef was talking about this question, linyan peiros shviz bekarka goyim. The das of Beis Yosef, de eino afkaita de malka. The view of the Beis Yosef is that it's not an afkaita de malka. It is not a decree of the king that automatically makes everything hefker. The goy owns this. It's not a decree that makes everything hefker. Rak what? What's Shemitah? Rak mitzvah love. It's not kakafta de gavra. It's a mitzvah on the person. It's a din in the person. Rak mitzvah love. Da samaharit, the view of the maharit and the madit, is du the hu afkaita de malka. It's an afkaita de malka. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mafkia. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the property away from everybody. Jews going. It's afkaita de malka. Vehevi raya. And the Marit brings a raya. Minidorim perek ein ben hamoider mem beis amad beis. The mevuasham dirachmona afkere. And we spoke about that last time. That this view of Afkaita the Malka brings a raya, because we find this loshen by Yovel, and in the case where the Gemara is discussing the difference between Netisha and Retisha, this was last time, when a person is taken into captivity and what happens and what's the responsibility vis-a-vis his field. So we find this term Rachmana Afkare, that the Torah made the person's field hefker. V'chein bo v'mesiyah perak ha-mafkid, lametesam l'alof, netushin, bal karcho, there's this concept that by Yovel and L'chayre, according to this view of the Ma'arit and the Ma'arit by Shmita as well, that netushin means bal karcho. When it says by Shmita, Tishmetena unitashta, which we learn means to abandon, to forsake. Unitashta, the Gemara explains, is bal karchai. Whether you want or not to let go. It's bal karchai. It's being taken away from you. The field is being taken away. Ayin shah. So the Marit, the Malka school brings these Gemaras as rayas. There's such a concept of Bal Karcho, of Rachmona Afkere. The Gamat Sosi bePasa Shulchan, and the Mechas Chinuch says I also found in the Pasa Shulchan from the Gros Talmud, שנתפס מחודש לחוכם מארץ הקדש, הרך לפלפל, ויד איזה לונג פלפל, וחולק על המערית ודוח הרעי יוסף, he's חולק על המערית, and he tries to slug up the rayas that the Maharid brings. The daito shurak misses asay lahavkir. The path of shulchan supports the Beis Yosef that it's not a din in the property, it's not a din in Eretz Yisrael. It's a mitzvah asay on the person to be mafkir. If he does, then it's hafkir, it's kedusha shviz, and if not, not. Umevi mikama makaymus ayin sham ba'orach. Mi vidin ze echtay mit shem pashas bahar al kaponim sveke dili. So the Michas Chinuch was very excited because he said, this hakira that I had, this is bothering me. My suffix regarding the definition of Shemitah is not something that just came into the world now. This is an old machlekes that goes back to the Beis Yosef, the Mabit and the Maharit. So it comes out like this. That's the Michas Chinuch. Comes out like this. The Beis Yosef and the Mabit, I told you, were on the same bezin in Tzfas. And when I was talking before about this little argument lahavdil between the lady in the makolet and the truck driver, that's nothing compared to what this machlokes is about. This actually was going on, they were arguing about this for seven shmitas. For a yovel. For seven shmitas, these two neighbors and chaverim of the Besdin in Tzfas were arguing over this inyan. Imagine what that must have been like. And they were very, very close. They were very dear friends. But they argued over this nekuda, over this very, very basic question, where the Michas Chinuch is telling us that it's a machlokas kitzonit. The two extremes are, it's either Shemitah is either mitzad ha'odom, the person, or it's mitzad Shammai, or it's from Shammai. That's really what the machlokes is about. The practical question that they were dealing with all of those years was, do you have to take off Trumas and Mises from the field of a goy? If you got something from a goyish field in Eretz Yisrael, a goyish property in Eretz Yisrael, on Shemitah, do you have to take off Trumas and Mises? That was the practical nekuda that they were constantly fighting about. Again, if you get fruit, you get fruit from a guy, a present or whatever you buy, you get fruit from a guy on Shemitah. A guy owns a field in Eretz Yisrael, and you get fruit from him. And you finished in Hilchos Trumas and Maaseh, of course, the miruach, the completion, the packaging, and it. You take it into your house. So there's a din. Normally there would be a din of Trumas and Maaseh. This is a din of Trumas and Maaseh. You think of Trumas and Maaseh. But it's Shviz, it's Shemitah. So the question is as follows. If we say that it's a din in the Gavra, you got fruit from a guy, the guy's not mafkir the fruit, and there's no responsibility there. The guy doesn't care. There's no need to mafkir the fruit. In which case, since it's not hafkir, there's halacha that you have to take off Trumas and Maaseh. It's not hafkir. If, however, we say, it doesn't make a difference if a Jew owns it or a guy owns it. It's Shemitah. Shemitah happens to you. That's Min HaShamayim. So the guy's fruit is also, has the Kedusha's Shviz. It also has a din of Hefke, even though the guy wasn't Mafkir it. But Be'etzim, it's infused with Kedusha's Shviz. And if that's the case, then there's no halacha of Trumas and Maaseh. So this was the question. Shemitah, is there a chiyuv of Trumas and Maaseh? Give me one more minute, Tony. Is there a chiyuv of Trumas and Maaseh on the fruit of a goy or not? Now the Beis Yosef says Eidus. The Beis Yosef himself said that the Yom Kadmainim, the Beis Yosef was already there for a long time. The Beis Yosef says that the Yom Kadmainim, the minig was always in Eretz Yisrael to take off Trumas and Maaseh. He says, I'm telling you, Beis Yosef had a Riches Yom. He says, I'm telling you that going back to when I was a kid, I always saw that the Chachamim were careful to instruct everybody that you have to take off Trumas and Maaseh from the Goyish stuff, from the Goyish fruits in Eretz Yisrael on Shemitah. You have to take off. That's what I saw. He says Eidus. The Beis Yosef says, I always saw this. This Eidus of the Beis Yosef was also the Eidus of the Chida. And the Chida means one of the greatest poskim of the Sfarzim. And of the Pa'as HaShulchan, who was the Talmud of the Gro, who moved there to Israel when the Talmud of the Gro went there to Israel. That what they understood and what they saw was that the payers of Goyim and Shemitah, that the Hanhagi of the Chachamim, both Svardisha and Ashkenazis, that the Hanhagi of the Chachamim was that they would take off Trumas and Mises from the Goyish Shifut and Shemitah, which led them to support this view of the Beis Yosef, that Shemitah is a halach in the person, it's a kakafka de gavra, a guy is not mafka the payers, and therefore these payers are not hafka, and the Jew has the payers from a guy, he's chayav to take off trumas and maizes. If he wants to eat it, he has to take off trumas and maizes.
It's not possible that it's suffik?
Are they saying b'tor zvada, b'tor suffik? They're saying, the researchers are saying that he's made eidus, that this is what he saw, and in learning he understood. We'll see that's a good question. Hold on, I'll get to that, because there could be one place in terms of Gzela where maybe it would be only, we would say, is a Misafik Agazin, not a Vada Agazin. But the way that they understood is that it's the Pshat is there's a Din in the Gavra, and therefore they said this is Chayiv and Trumas and Isis. The Machloikis therefore revolved, that Machloikis regarding Trumas and Isis revolved around these Nakudas. Number one, do the dinim of Shemitah, do those dinim take effect upon a field that's under the ownership of a guy? If it's a din in the Gavra, it doesn't. If it's a din in Eretz Yisrael that Hashem owns, the whole world that Hashem says it's mine, I'm reclaiming it, then it takes effect even upon the field of a guy. Which I'm not talking about going and stealing, taking something from the guy's field, that's something else. Because that, even though you would say that it's Hefker, there are gedarim as far as going and taking because of the relationship that we have with the guy, to go say I can take whatever I want from a guy. The Jews will feel like that throughout all of history, not only in Eretz Yisrael. So the question is, do these payers in the field of a guy, do they have kedushas shvius? Does that Kedusha of Shemitah take effect regardless of the fact that it's owned by a goy? Because that's the Metzias of Eretz Yisrael. Number one. Number two. Is there a Ptur from Maisus? If it's Kedusha, which is Afkata de Malka, which comes from Hashem, it really doesn't make a difference at all who owns the field. Hashem's reclaiming it, so it's Hashem's field. If that's the case, the halach is that it's Potter from Trumas of Maisus. It's Shemitah. And the question, the underlying question of all of this lomdus is, what is it that creates the hefker? Is it the person who creates the hefker, or is HaKadosh Baruch Hu who creates the hefker? Amati, you want
to? Yeah, according to the opinion that it's a Shem's field, you can make a hefker, but the person with the fence around it, someone goes in to get, and he either hurts himself or damages the fence. Is there any liability?
Right, that's already further down the line. Like, what happens if there's Nezek? We'll get to that. Because that would apply, that could be a question by Stam, even if Shemitah has been kept 100% properly. And somebody gets hurt, or people of Anim, or the people are going to hurt each other, whatever. It's an important question, but it's going to get us off track right now. So let's put that on hold. We'll build that in the Mishnah later on.
It would be.
It would be. It just happened that the Lamaisa was, that's what was going on in the neighborhood. That's what was going on in Eretz Yisrael. Because the question of buying during Shemitah, this is a very, very relevant current question. Obviously buying fruits and vegetables that are from fields that are owned by Arabs, from places that are owned by Arabs in all the occupied territories, and in the, which is according to them Yerushalayim also, all the verses. So this is very very relevant to what's going on nowadays, and how do we understand this business of those who say no, we can rely upon the Het Mechira, which we're going to get to, or no, we have to buy the fruits and vegetables from the Goyim, which echoes a lot of people all over the world that I'm supporting. That's what I'm doing. That's what the Baruch Hu had in mind on Shemitah. that I should give money to the Sunni Israel. That's what I'm supposed to be doing, Shemit. I'm supporting Sunni Israel. Instead of helping out Jews, I'm supporting the Sunni Israel. So people think there's a matter of politics. Of course, there's some politics in it. But the question of halacha, the question of how do we understand this in halacha? Yeah.
If we hold like the Beis Yosef, and it's an Inyan and Lagavra, and we're talking about a guy, but the Jew decides, like Rebbe said at the beginning, to hold out. He's not following Shemitah. Can Beis Din, if the Inyan and Lagavra force them,
yes,
to make us feel better?
Yes. So when Beis Din had control over matters, so then that was possible, and there would be coercion that would be used, like for any mitzvah, as I say, would be used there as well. Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, So what we're seeing is that the Mabit and his son, the Maharit, they paskin that the peiros, the fruit that grows in Eretz Yisrael on Shemitah, have kedushas shviz, and they're completely potter from Trumas and Mises. They say that's the simple pshat in the pasuk, v'ochlu ev yonei amecha v'yiseirom toichal chayes hasode. It says by Shemitah, it says in the pasuk, that the poor people can come and eat, and whatever is left, that the poor people don't eat, from the Shemitah, whatever is left, the Yisrael Tachal Chayis Asada, the animals of the field, the animals eat, and the Mabit says the same way that an animal is not chayiv in Trumas HaMaisis, there's no Indian. The Torah says the Yisrael Chayis Asada, an animal doesn't have any daigis Trumas HaMaisis, he has no religious responsibilities. So too, by Shemitah, the same way that there's no din of Trumas HaMaisis by Chayis Asada, the Torah says V'ochel Av Yonei Amecha. Everybody can eat. The Mabit says everybody can eat on Shemitah, no Trumas HaMaisis. Everything is hefker. The Yisrael Chayis Asada, the same way that the animal can go and eat, a person can eat, because it's totally hefker, because it does not depend at all on the decision of the individual whether he wants to keep Shemitah or he doesn't want to keep Shemitah. There's nothing to do with his decision. It's just a matter of Rachmana Afkere La'are, that the Torah itself declares this as Hefke. And they bring the Gemara that we learned, that we saw a little bit last time we spoke about, that's the meaning of Unetashta. Unetashta means that Hashem wrote the script for Shemitah. That's Hashem's script. He wrote the script for Shemitah. Your job is to just to read the script and to follow along. If you don't, then you're an avaria and you did a bad thing, but that's what Shemitah is, that's all that Shemitah is about. The Beis Yosef, however, says that's not the case, and he writes, Le niftru peiros shviz v'maisis alimitam hefka. V'kol she'ena mufka le niftru v'maisis. The Beis Yosef says very clearly that le niftru, I'm reading to you from the Beis Yosef, if you don't have it on the page, Le niftru peiros shviz v'maisis alimitam hefka. The only reason that Paris of Shemitah are part from Trumas and Maisis is because of Hefker, and therefore the Kol She'ena Mafkir, Kol She'ena Mufkar, Le Nifter Mi Maisis. If the person was not Mafkir, his field on his fruits and things on Shemitah, then the din is that it's not Hefker, it's Chayav from Trumas and Maisis. Therefore, according to the opinion of the Beis Yosef, anything that grows in the Goyisha field on Shemitah is chayiv in Trumas HaMaisis, because there's no hefker, it's not hefker, it's chayiv in Trumas HaMaisis. And the dinim of Shemitah are not chal, kedushas Shemitah, the kedushas haperus are not chal, do not take effect, according to the Beis Yosef, on the field of a goy. They do not have a goy that owns property in Israel, that fruit and that stuff on the field does not have kedushas shviz, does not have kedushas shmitah. Now, coming back to Yaakov Meir, just some of the suffix, the Beis Yosef is mistapik. He is mistapik in a situation where you have a Sdei Yisrael, a Jewish field, a Jew, and the Jew is an avarian, he's doing the aveir, and he says, I'm not making a hefker. I'm not complying. Now, according to Beis Yosef, it did in the Gavra. So, there the Beis Yosef is a mistapek whether or not the person who gets from that field should take off Trumas and Maisis. He's mistapek. And that, as far as that's concerned, he says, perhaps, in such a situation where you have a Rosh that he says, I'm not mafkir the fruit of my field on Shvius, there he's mistapek that in such a situation it could be that a Kadosh Baruch Hu, in that case, a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mafka the Peiris, and that's how he explains some of the Gemaras. That there is some Afkaita the Malka. When would there be an Afkaita the Malka? Not by Garisha Field. There would be an Afkaita the Malka if it's a Jew, and the Jew says, I'm not Mafkir it. Then the Beis Yisrael said, that's what the Gemara means, Afkaita the Malka. Then in such a situation, he's mistaped that perhaps if it's a Jewish owned field, and the Jew's not complying, then as far as Trumas and Mises are concerned, it could be that someone who buys from that Jew would be parted from Trumas and Mises. That he's mistaped. He's mistopic. Could be what's the halacha without a bracha, but he's mistopic in that, because in such a situation, it could be that in that situation that kedusha shvius would be chal even though the person is not, the Jew is not mafkir, not by a goyish field, but by a Jewish field there could be such a thing. Now the Ridbaz from Tzvas, who lived for some time here in America, the Ridbaz, he wrote a whole Kuntzis HaShemitah, and the Pas Ashulchan and others point out that when you look at the Rishonim, for instance, when you look at the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs and Kuf Lamed Aleph in Shemitah, the Rambam's lashon is Shetzivonu Lahafkir Kol Mashetotzi Haaretz Haaretz Bishnas HaShemitah. Many of the Achronim come back to the lashon of the Rambam. But the Rambam does not speak the language of Afkaita the Malka. He doesn't speak the language of the Mabit that it happens min Shemayim. The Lashon of the Rambam is, now remember in Sefer Mitzvahs, he's telling us the Geder, not the Halachas, he's telling us the Geder, the definition of the Mitzvah. And the Rambam's Lashon there again, listen carefully, Shetzivonu Lahafkir Kol Mashetotzi Ha'oretz Bishnas Tashmita. He doesn't say that Ha'aretz Mufkeresi Me'eleha Bishnas HaShemitah. He says Shetzivonu Hashem has commanded us Lahafkir. Now the elders will say, okay, what's the I'm supposed to say? You can't bring a raya from there, because of course that's the mitzvah of the Torah, is that we should comply, we should go along with, we should sign our name, we should sign on to the mitzvah of the Torah. But the language of the Rambam, the Rambam doesn't breathe a word of Afkaita the Malka. He doesn't breathe a word of this happening automatically from Hashem. The language of the Rambam is Shetzivonu Lahafkir Kol Mashetotzi Haaretz Bishnas HaShemitah. The Chinuch also, the Chinuch almost always brings the Rambam. Also, the lashon of the Chinuch is Lahafkir Peresev, that the mitzvah is Lahafkir. Rashi in Rosh Hashanah Tezvav, Chayiv Lahafkir. All of that seems to support the view of the Beis Yosef that it's not a din in Afkaita de Malka, but it's Akakafta de Gavra. Akakafta de Gavra. At the end of the day, we're going to see, Mitzvah, next week, how this begins to play out in modern times. This question, this machlokes between the Mabit and the Beis Yosef. According to the Mabit, Shemitah is something which is a divine reality that happens from above. All of the Peiros of Eretz Yisrael have Kedusha Shvius, the Peiros of a Goy, Lahavdil, the Peiros of a Jew. Nobody has a schus in those Peiros. All the dinim of Maisers, according to the Mabit, are suspended. Normally, during the 6 years of the cycle, what's the whole business of Trumas and Maisers? The whole business of Trumas and Maisers during the 6 years of the cycle is that a person says, this field belongs to me, and there's a chelik that belongs to Hashem. Uh-huh. There's a chelik that belongs to Hashem. And he told, that chelik of Hashem, I have to give to Kahanim and to Levim, and I have to give Taya and Shikha and Lechet. There's a chelik of Hashem. That's all 6 years. It's my field, and there's a chelik that's called Trumas and Maisers. There's a chelik, there's a portion of my field that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu by Shemitah, when Eretz Yisrael is Oyle Hashem, according to the Mabit, and Eretz Yisrael returns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything is the Rabbi Shalom's. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is distributing it, therefore there's no inyan of Trumas and Maisers. What's the inyan of Trumas and Maisers? During the 6 years, it's my field, and I have to make a separation and say, and here's the chelik that belongs to Hashem. There's a chelik of my field, the paya, the corner, Trumas and Maisers. There's a chelik of my field that belongs to God. But the Mabit says that's only the 6 years. He says Trumas and Maisers is absurd, Shemitah. It's ridiculous. Doesn't make any sense, Shemitah. Because the holiness of Shemitah is Kili Ha'aretz. V'shav Zaharas, Shabbos Hashem. So the Mabi says, it's Shabbos Hashem. There's no chilek that I'm dividing my field. Part of it is mine, and part of it belongs to poor people who come in on Sunday. That's not what it means. It means it's not mine at all. It's b'chol not mine. There's no need of dividing my field. I'm not giving off Paris to the poor people on Shemitah. That's not how the Babit says. That's not what Shemitah is. It's not I'm opening up my field and I'm allowing them to have from my field on Shemitah. The Rabbi says, it's not yours. Period. It doesn't belong to you. There's no chalik that's yours and you're giving them a chalik. That's all 6 years. That's why there's Trumas Amaisis. Because Trumas Amaisis, Hashem is Baruch, says during the 6 years, I give it to you. It's yours. But I'm telling you, I want you to give a chalik to poor people. I want you to give a chalik to Kahanim. I want you to give a chalik. For me, that's mine. I have a chalik. All 6 years, the Baruch Shalom says, I have a piece of the property. A chalik. But the Mabit says, when it comes to Shemitah, the Baruch Shalom's not laying claim to a chalik. The Baruch Shalom's taking the whole thing back. So Trumas Maisis is totally ridiculous. There's no chalik that you're giving of your field to anybody. It's whoever wants it. Hashem's Baruch takes it back. It's his. And he does what he wants with his field. Period. There's no chalik. There's no dividing it up into pieces. It's all hafkah. Period. Again, it's a much neater and easier view to accept in our minds. We can accept it, but the Beis Yosef doesn't pask in that way. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't pask in that way. And the Rambam doesn't seem to bear it out. Now, how that plays out in Tavshin Ayin Hei, and what's going on right now in Eretz Yisrael, and to begin to get to the bottom of that, then to be able to start learning all the halachas of what you could do in your backyard, what you could do in your garden, it's something we're going to get to over the coming weeks. But Yaakov, you wanted to say?
I was just wondering if there's a thing parallel to Shabbos. Because Shabbos is a reality. Yet you don't have like that. And it's a reality in the world. And it's hard to say that with Shemitah there's not that reality that's there. Even right. If you're going to say it's the Gavra.
Right.
But yet I'm struggling to find the parallel.
Yeah, we didn't get to the premiums. If you want to take a look at something very interesting, see, it's a question regarding Shabbos. What's Shabbos? So obviously, Shabbos, Shemitah and Shabbos, okay, so that's one world. So there is such a concept by Shabbos, like you said, that regardless of all the traffic that we see, Shabbos happens. Shabbos happens. There's a metzias of Shabbos in the world. It's a metzias. You don't see it physically, but there's a metzias. It's a metaphysical reality that's called Shabbos. The metzias in the world. It's just a question of whether you're complying with it, but there's a metzias. Is there a view that says not like that? So I would recommend, because we're not going to do the chassidus and the machshavah stuff right now. Mitzvah, we could talk more about it. But Rav Zevin, in his sefer, Le'or HaHalacha, there he has a piece on Shabbos. He touches upon Shemitah as well. And in that piece on Shabbos, and there's also a few sikhs from Lubavitcher Rebbe, amazing sikhs from Lubavitcher Rebbe on this inyan, of how do we define Shabbos? As a metzias or as a hanhoga of Am Yisrael? Is there a metzias or is there a hanhoga of Am Yisrael? So when we find all those chazals about like the cow refuses to bimchal Shabbos, like what has he got? What has he got going on? He's not, nobody told the cow to be, nobody told this animal that he has to be shown to Shabbos. So Lemani Nur Shorcha, he doesn't know anything. And so when we find these chazals that the animal will not be Mechal Shabbos, means that there's a certain metzias of Shabbos that's in the world. Something happened to the world. Something is different. It's not the same world. Shemitah is where Rabbi Levine, you know, used to walk over to the trees and he'd say, Good Shabbos. The whole Shemitah, he used to pass by trees and bushes and he'd say, Good Shabbos. Not on Shabbos, I'm saying during the week. To the Shemitah. He'd say, Good Shabbos, to all the trees. He'd say, Good Shabbos. So we have to get Mitzvah to the Machshava, to the Pnimis, we'll get to. It's fascinating. Thinking of Shabbos and Shemitah, it's fascinating. Okay, Mitzvah, we'll continue next week.